This is Smack Boosters, and we're interviewing a local representative here in Maryland for the new H2O Assist technology. And your name is?
Steve Hewitt.
Okay, and how long have you been in the business here?
Probably about 3 months ago. Before 3 months ago, I had never heard of this technology or anything. And then Larry Jarbo, the guy hosting this event, asked me to go on a hydrogen run with him. So I spent probably 5 days in the car with Dustin, the guy that makes Max Boosters, when I learned all about it, and we talked about forming a loose business relationship. So we're starting to build the boosters down here in Southern Maryland now. And the Smack Caddy is my first application of the boosters.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't seen the picture, it's a spectacular red Cadillac with www.smackboosters.110mb.com. There's their website painted on the side here. How does the Smack Boosters technology work?
We're taking, there's two applications. One is you pull energy off the alternator of the car to run the system. This particular configuration, we're using batteries. So this is really an electric assisted a car. The electric energy is using to support the electrolysis process, making the hydrogen gas, which goes into the engine, which is, increases the burn in the combustion chamber.
What kind of mileage increases are you seeing so far?
Unfortunately, we just got this together last night, so I don't have any data on this car yet, but other people have seen anywhere from 10 to 20% increase in fuel mileage. It depends on every application is different.
Yeah, I've noticed that the hydrogen assist technology is definitely going to be different on different vehicles. There's no question about that. So it's good to hear you say the same thing. About how much of investment are people looking at putting into a kit like this?
We sell the kits for a little bit under $300, but then there's still bits and pieces you got to buy depending on your application. With my application, you got to buy some batteries, relays, hardware, switches. The same thing if you do it coming off the car alternator, you want to put some protective electric devices in there and stuff like that. So certainly for under $500, I would think, with all the miscellaneous parts you need, and if you bought a booster from us, you could get it for that. But also, these are not plug-and-play systems. Somebody has to have a little bit of knowledge of mechanical and electricals to get into it.
So it's one step in this process of becoming more energy independent, and I very much appreciate the work you're doing here in Maryland, and thank you very much for your interview.
Thanks for your interest.